This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am recording this actually after therapy. After therapy, I go to therapy once a week. It is one of the best 50-minute chunks of time in my week because I am spending time with a mental health professional who is impartial, who can help me sort through my past, my current thoughts, my emotions, my life, and get stuff off my chest. It's a lot to be a person in the world right now. We are all carrying something big and heavy and mostly invisible, and keeping stuff inside, keeping it bottled up is never a good idea, has never once helped. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BOK today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BEOK. BetterHelp.com/BEOK. I'm Nora McNerney, and it's going to be okay. Not everything will be okay. We know that, but we are here Monday through Friday to put a little bit of okay in your day and to share your okay things, like this email from a listener named Amanda. Yesterday, my friend Susie sent me a mashup video of a new trend, paddleboard jousting. In the cuts that brought me the most joy, the aggressor would be the one to fall. A jouster would land a hit, get thrown off balance themselves, and tumble backward into the water. Or maybe that person would stab and miss and belly flop forward. My love of falling fails aside, these people all lost while taking charge. But they won because it's just funny for them, for their opponents, for whoever is watching. While I'm sure someone could practice and master such a sport, the point is just to try, and then everyone gets a laugh. I know firsthand how hard it is to even get one's balance on a paddleboard. I've never stood on one, but 10 years ago, I was among those in the water holding the paddleboard steady as two friends tried to get their balance on the same paddleboard in preparation for a game that would, in retellings, become known as Noodle Wars. I don't know how it started, but whenever a sampling of this particular crowd gathers, a game will form using whatever is at hand. Most likely, a tournament bracket will materialize in short order. These friends don't stop at wouldn't it be fun or wouldn't it be funny. They follow through. Thus have been born beer ball, gay glow stick games, tierney ball, the mildly challenging mutter, marathon flip cup, and more. A friend from a different cohort once said to me, "I think you have the most fun of anyone I know." At the birth of Noodle Wars were at least 10 friends. A bay off Sag Harbor, a paddleboard, and two of those bendy foam floating tubes every swimming pool owner has. After a few pairs of friends tried to knock each other off the paddleboard using swim noodles, Thea and Susie took to the board. To get ready for the official start of battle, the opponents have to work together to balance, get the noodles in hand, and stand up. Thea found her center of gravity first and held the board steady as Susie found her balance and stood up. Then Thea, still squatting down, reached for the noodles floating nearby. She got one in hand and was reaching for the other just as Susie inadvertently tipped the board a bit. In an attempt to maintain balance, Thea stretched out one hand holding the noodle. Susie saw her chance, grabbed that noodle out of Thea's hand, and took a swing before Thea could even stand up fully. Thea recovered and got a few swings of her own in, but really, it was Susie's own momentum and her avarice that carried her into the water. When we relive that story, it's not about Thea's victory, but about how hard we laughed when Susie pulled a dirty move and it caused her to lose. In the decade or so between the advent of Noodle Wars and the day Susie sent me that video of paddleboard jousting, We've all seen each other through both hilarious times and hard ones. There have been fights and illnesses, deaths of parents and pets, breakups, losses of jobs, losses of elections, and plenty more that doesn't make us laugh. But I know it's going to be okay when I see a video of other people similarly spending the time and effort to actually put together and play a game as ridiculous as paddleboard jousting. To stand up on that board knowing that the best thing that could happen is that you get knocked off of it. It means there are more people out there in the world who see the real value in absurdity and laughing and just being together. It means there are more people out there who are like my friends. No way it's not going to be okay. This is the point of this podcast, everybody, is okay things like this and using the okay things we find to put a little bit of okay in someone else's day. You can email us just like Amanda did. Our email is igtbo@feelingsand.co. You could call us 612-568-4441. Those are pretty much the two options, honestly. It's Going to Be Okay is an independent podcast produced by Feelings & Co. Our team is Marcel Malakibu, Claire McInerney, who produced this episode, Michelle Planton, Grace Berry, and myself. This episode was mixed by Amanda Romani. I am losing my mind, and our theme music is by Secret Audio.